A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Hurjus Daf Hey, Hurjus 5a, pagination is 9. We'll start on the facing page, the last two lines of the page, Masnisin with the new Mishnah. We're dealing with cases where the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the great Sanhedrin, made a mistake and they ruled that something that is really forbidden is permitted. And obviously, we're not talking about something that was up to their discretion to rule, and a different court may rule differently. We're talking about something that clearly is a mistake, and they eventually retract their ruling. Now, we have two sections in the Torah that deal with this. As we mentioned in a previous session, we have a section in Vayikra chapter 4, which describes a case that v'noda hachatos, and the violation becomes clear, and they will bring par ben bakar lechatos, a young bull as a sin offering. And then we have a section in Chumash Bamidbar, Pasha Shalach, Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, which describes a case, v'losasu es kol hamitzvos ha'ela, you won't do all of these mitzvahs. You'll be in significant violation. And the tradition is that kol ha-mitzvah so'ela, all of these mitzvahs, is referring to avodah zarah, idol worship, which gets dealt with more severely in its need for atonement than the section that we just encountered. And in this case, it's going to require par ben bakar echad le'ola, one young bull, and also a seir izim echad lechatos, a he-goat, as a sin offering. Now, in both of these cases, the karban or karbanos are described, but only in one set. And the question is, how many sets of this are going to be needed? You have the Beis Din is in violation. Maybe they should shoulder the responsibility. You have the individual tribes that are responsible. They need atonement. And what about if there are individual tribes that did not violate? Will they also require, as part of the Jewish people, will they also require to bring karbanos? Let's see our Mishnah. Horu Beis Din va'asu kol ha'kol o ruban al piyem. The Beis Din issued their ruling, and the people acted upon it, all of the people, or most of the people. And we're going to have discussion how you define most of the tribes had most of their people, or it doesn't matter how many tribes. Matters on how many people, if most of the nation violated based on the ruling. In any case, mevi'in par, if you meet the parameters of such a significant number of people doing the violation based on the ruling, then they're going to bring the par, the young bull, uva'avodas kochavim mevi'in par v'so'ir, as we saw in the psukim, when it comes to idol worship, such a ruling would result in the young bull and the he-goat being brought. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the ruling of Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins like the next shita, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud Beis Shevatim Mevi'im Yud Beis Parim, the 12 tribes are going to bring 12 animals of avodas kochavim, and if it's a case of avodas kochavim, then each set is 2 animals, and therefore it's just going to be that much more. Mevi'im yud beis parim u'shneimasar se'irim. There'll be 12 of the parim and 12 of the se'irim. There is a third shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, yud gimel parim. You need 13. Uva'avodas kochavim shlosha asar parim v'yud gimel se'irim. And by idol worship type ruling, there would be 13 of the par and 13 of the sire. And the explanation is, par v'sar l'chol shevet v'shevet, you need one set for each of the tribes. Uparvisar LeBezdin and Bezdin themselves is also responsible to bring a similar atonement. So that's the first case where the violation was done in a sweeping way across the nation. So the question is, how many karbanos are needed? And that's the description. One set, 12 sets, or 13 sets. We continue on the third line. Horu Bezdin v'asu zayin shvatim o ruban. Let's say Bezdin issued the ruling, and seven tribes, or the majority of the seven tribes, so six would be even of 12. Seven means a majority. Mevi'im par, uvavodas kuchav, mevi'im par, v'soy divir Reb Meir. This qualifies for this rule, this procedure. And once you have seven tribes, Reb Meir says, indeed, they're going to bring the one set of karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, which is again how the Rambam paskins, Zayin Shvatim Shechato Mevi'im Zayin Parim. We're on track as far as the seven tribes clearly have to bring seven animals, Ushar Shvatim, Shalochatu, but the other tribes that did not do the Avera, Mevi'in Ayideihem Par, they're also going to have to bring an atonement. Sha'af Elu Shalochatu Mevi'im Ayideichotin, because even those who did not violate are going to be included in this nationwide atonement. And they're also going to have to bring atonement. In the words of Rashi, par, par, al yedehem. Each tribe is going to have to bring its own karban. And that's indeed how the Teferes Yisrael brings it in Mishnayos, that it's not, as one might think mistakenly, that the individual par, singular, means that the remaining tribes only bring one collectively, but rather the remaining tribes that did not sin each have to bring a karban, or a set of karbanos in the case of Avodah Zarah, and that's how the Rambam brings it. In attitude and philosophy, the approach that we're paskening like in the Rambam, which is Rabbi Yehuda, I believe there's a big lesson that if there was such a sweeping mistake and many tribes violated to the point that it was a majority, then those who did not violate should not be haughty and say, we're not included in this problem, but they, by definition, by virtue of being part of the Jewish people, are included and require atonement, and they have to go through the same procedure as everybody else. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the third shita, is ches parim uvavodas kochavim, ches parim v'ches se'irim. Rabbi Shimon, as we saw before, following the same pattern, he holds that the tribes which were in violation are going to bring, and the Bezdin also has to bring, parvisar l'chol shevet v'shevet, parvisar l'bezdin, each tribe, as well as for Bezdin. We conclude the Mishnah. Horu Bezdin Shalachar Min Ashvatim, if the Bezdin of one of the tribes issued such a ruling, Va'asa Oso Ashevet Alpiem, and only that tribe listened to its Bezdin, Oso Shevet Uchayiv, that tribe is going to be obligated, Usha'ar Kol Hashvatim, and all the other tribes, Peturim Divir Rabbi Yehuda, are going to be absolved. But Rabbi Yehuda is still processing it as a tribal type thing. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, in chayavim ela aruaz bezdin agadol bavad. You're not included in this protocol unless it's coming from the Sanhedrin, from the great bezdin above all the tribes. Shenemar v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku v'lo adas osa shevet. It's talking about adas Yisrael, the entire Jewish people's bezdin, and not the Bezdin of the individual tribe. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.